The Tale of the Ice Princess. Long ago, in a faraway land, there lived a kind and gentle princess, but the princess was sickly and soon fell ill to diseases. Many days she would feel poorly and cast her eyes downward. "Oh, isn't that a shame," said some people in the kingdom. Others would say, "Poor Princess Sama," and everyone would pity the princess and treat her kindly. One day, she contracted a disease that began to turn her body to ice. And as her condition became worse, the people treated her with even more kindness. But that also meant that the princess was always outside of everybody's circles of friends. "I can't go out and play like everybody else does. I can't study my lessons like everybody else does," the princess cried. As the princess lost confidence in herself, little by little, the ice covered her face, and she couldn't even smile anymore. "Poor Princess Sama, poor Princess Sama," the people would say even more, and they treated her with even more kindness. But that very kindness piled up on top of the princess. "I wish my whole body were covered up in ice. I wish I could just stay asleep and never wake up again." The disease that kept on progressing soon had crept onto her heart, and with her heart covered up in ice, the princess started complaining and acting selfish. The people who at first thought she was so pitiable now took to avoiding her, and the princess found herself all alone. But there was one person who came to the princess's room every day. It was the prince from the next kingdom over, who had been friends with her ever since they were born. One day, the princess asked the prince, "I'm so selfish and such a bad girl. Why are you still friends with me? Why do you come all the way from your kingdom every day to be with me? It must be so difficult on you." And Prince answered, "I never came to see you out of pity. I came to see you because I like being with you. I come because I love you." After casting her eyes downward for so long, the princess, as if for the first time, looked up and straight ahead. And right before her eyes was a smiling face that almost outshone the sun. And that sun-like smile shone so brightly, it began to melt the ice that had been afflicting the princess. And knowing she had a true friend, the princess's smile came back to her. As the princess learned to smile like the prince did, she was able to make many more friends. With that, the princess stopped casting her eyes downward. Instead, she always looked straight ahead, and she lived with the prince and the people, and happily ever after. The end.